start and see what's going on. Here we go, guys. Okay, let me adjust my camera and move myself up there. Here. Goldie, how are you? So, guys, basically, this was a falling wedge. You see this? This is called a falling wedge. I redrew this falling wedge. There was a channel. It did not respect that channel, but now you can see this falling wedge clearly. And Bitcoin broke this falling wedge, went down. Remember, I was mentioning this area of support the other day, and I even drew this fractal also. I told you I will keep it here. I will not delete it. So this is what I drew day before yesterday. I think on Friday. So anyways, and right now, Bitcoin broke this falling wedge, and now it is retesting this falling wedge. I want, if you want Bitcoin to become bullish short term, for short term, it needs to go inside this falling wedge. It needs to close two candles inside, and then it will keep moving up. Otherwise, technically speaking, for short term, okay? For short term, please don't get panicked. We may see another drop to create a double bottom here, and then we may see that big move, okay? But I personally believe that the bottom is already in, or we are very near a bottom of this correction. So far Bitcoin corrected almost 9%, and 9% correction is normal in any bull run. So this will be an interesting area to watch next I would say 24 hours. We'll see if it breaks this red line and goes inside, back inside or not. Otherwise you can expect another drop tomorrow morning. Come back, hit this area again, and then it will create a double bottom here with a divergence down there, and then it's gonna shoot up. But anyway, Bitcoin is bullish medium term, long term, short term it is creating this correction, so don't worry. Okay, Big D, thank you. So this is the situation in Bitcoin right now. I personally don't want Bitcoin to go up. You know why? Because of this. Thank you, Kraken. How are you doing? Because on Friday, Bitcoin closed at 113,226. So it may come back to this level. Because it has created a gap here. So it closed at 113,277 on Friday. On Sunday, it closed at 114,195. So there's a chance that it may come back, fill up this gap, and then move up. So that is another reason why Bitcoin can come back a little bit before moving up. But I think this correction is almost done. This is the major support area. This whole from 112 to 110,000. This is a major support area. I don't think it's gonna break this support area. It's gonna move up from here. Thank you, Kraken. Thank you so much. So this is the situation with Bitcoin for short term. Okay, this is short term. This is not long term, guys. Long term, we are super duper bullish. My Discord members know what I'm expecting long term from Bitcoin and from our other altcoins. So there is nothing to worry for long term. Again, I forgot to give you my disclaimer. Huck Legal, thank you so much. So disclaimer, guys, whatever I'm sharing during this TikTok live, whatever charts I'm showing you is not a financial advice. I'm just sharing it for educational purposes. So guys, this is a situation. Now this is a big fight between bulls and bears at this point. Bulls will try to push it up. And if they are able to push it up, and they will be able to close two candles here. Then next big level would be this. This is a strong resistance area, as you can see. From top, It touched this area 1, 2, 3, 4 times. So once it reaches this point, it's going to find a kind of resistance. So let's see if it breaks this line. Once it breaks this line, then we are good. But if you look at the trend, right now short-term trend is bearish. Okay, let me show you. So market has created a lower low, lower high, lower low, lower high, lower low. So for this trend to become bullish, it needs to break this lower high. Okay, it needs to go above $120,000. Then it will become super bullish, super duper bullish. So next week is going to be interesting, guys. From tomorrow morning onwards, we will see how market reacts. I know everyone was panicking on Friday because Trump said, actually he announced more tariffs on more countries. He's put like 25% to 40% tariffs on different countries, fixed tariffs, which he said he's not gonna change as of Friday. So based on that, market got spooked, and then employment numbers were bad. That also made traders to get scared. And plus on Wednesday, Federal Reserve did not reduce interest rates, so that was another reason. Now the good positive points are that unemployment numbers or employment numbers are bad. New jobs are not being created in the US as per their estimate. So that shows that employment market is suffering, and companies are not hiring, and unemployment claims are also moving up a little bit. So that is an indicator that the current economy needs low interest rates. So Fed has to reduce interest rates, and they have a meeting next month in September. So hopefully in September, we will see some rate reductions. And by that time, Fed will have at least one or two inflation numbers as well. So let's see. Everything is looking bullish, guys. Once they start reducing interest rates, guys, money will be pumping in the market. There'll be a lot of liquidity in the market, and that is going to cause your altcoins to go in a bull run. So let me check BTC dominance. This is your BTC dominance, guys. Right now, we saw a big drop. So this was the drop in BTC dominance. It came down, a small pull up, came down, small pull up, came down. And now it is moving in this channel. So this is kind of a bear flag. Just like we see bull flag when a price is moving up, in BTC dominance, we see this bear flag. So this could be the pole from last correction till this. So once we see a breakout here, maybe here, once we see a breakout of this flag, BTC dominance can go down to 58.25. okay, this could be coming because the trend is downwards in BTC dominance. So this is a bearish pattern, okay? This is a bearish pattern. So we may see a breakout and then BTC dominance coming down. So let's see, guys. Things are looking good, by the way. Things are looking good. If I go on the daily chart, yeah. Daily is not looking good, but since we have a bear flag on 4 hour, so I would just count it. So let's see if it breaks this trend line, this red trend line on daily chart. So let me delete this one. This is not valid anymore. So we will see. This is the daily pattern. Okay, on daily chart, let me delete this one too. So on daily also, we can say this triangle, we can consider it as a flag as well. So on daily, we have a bigger flag, by the way. This is the daily flag coming down. Again, guys, I'm analyzing BTC dominance on daily chart. So if we see a breakout somewhere here, on daily, it's giving me a target of 57.31. On 4 hour, it was giving me 58.45. So daily is also looking bearish, guys, BTC dominance. So what does that mean? If BTC dominance is bearish, your altcoins are bullish. Let's check your Ethereum. This is your ETH. As you know, I put this fractal here that we got a bullish confirmation up here when BTC was at 27. Let me check the price. Ethereum was at 29.60. I got bullish confirmation here and it went up. Now it is coming down, creating a higher high. But if you look at this candle, daily candle, this is an engulfing candle, okay, within this green box. So this is a strong support area where we have this bullish engulfing candle. So you can expect Ethereum to move up, guys, okay? And this is your Solana. Solana also gave me a bullish confirmation here when it was at 176. It went up to $206 and then it came back. So this is, again, you can see this is a strong support area where Solana is right now. Thank you, Shana. And you can see this candle is a quite encouraging candle, this green candle. So we may see a reversal from here, guys. Okay. If you look at the move from down, when Solana went down to $95. Solana went down to $95. Okay, from $95, we saw a trend change because this was the last lower high. It created a higher high. So this was the move, higher high, higher low, higher high, another higher low, and then another higher high. So something like this is coming. And if you look at this trend line down there on the daily chart, you can see it is above this trend line. It did not break this trend line yet. So Solana is bullish, guys. I think from here we may see a reversal. Or it may come down to towards this support line, this trend line, hit this trend line and then move up. So anyways, I think the correction is almost done in each and every coin. Okay, this is your XRP, guys, your favorite coin, XRP. As you can see, XRP gave me a bullish confirmation here at $2.73 and then it went up. Everyone was excited. You know, when it went up to $3.67, I was getting so many DMs from XRP Army. They're like, ha ha ha, you said 3.8 is maximum level. Now don't change your opinion. It will go above this level and this and that. XRP is sitting at 2.96 now, okay? Okay, let me move up a little bit. Now I think you guys can see. Can you see now? Can you see those numbers now? Yeah, okay, thank you. So XRP, guys, again, is still bullish. We saw a lot of consolidation from December till June. It was moving in this pattern, and I told you that another move up will be coming and that will be the last move up, and then we may see a big sell-off. But XRP can still hit 380, 3.80, or even it can go above $4. But The reason is why I want to exit XRP at 380, because I don't see it doing 1x from here. It can do 10%, 15%, 20% more, but not even 1x from this price. So I would put that money in some other coins, which can give me 5 to 10x. Okay, this is XRP. This is Dogecoin, guys. Dogecoin is also bullish. As you can see, it is creating higher high, higher low, higher high, higher low. Unless it breaks this last low, it is bullish. Now, from here, we may see another higher high. Okay. So technically speaking, Dogecoin is bullish, still bullish. There's nothing to worry. And as I showed you that you need to keep an eye on this, guys, this BTC dominance. If you see this breakout here or on 4 hour, if you see a breakout of this channel, it's gonna be a big drop in BTC dominance. Okay, keep an eye on BTC dominance, guys. Okay, we were doing Doge, and now let's check Shiba. Shiba is not moving much, I'll be honest. It is just moving in sideways, but having said that, do you remember this move last year? That was in February, March of last year. All of a sudden, you saw a big pump in Shiba Inu. And this is nothing. This pump is nothing. Shiba Inu has every ability to do something like this all of a sudden. Okay? So, that's why I am still confident and bullish on Shiba Inu. It is at the bottom. I know it did not move much, but it can suddenly do something like this. I don't want to miss that opportunity. Okay, this is Shiba Inu, neutral, but it gave me a bullish confirmation here, and it is still above this last low, so it can create another higher high here for short term. This is your Cardano, ADA. ADA is also bullish. It gave me a bullish confirmation here because it broke last lower high. It has created a new higher high. Now it is sitting at this support area. You see, this is a very strong support area. So it is sitting inside the support area with this bullish engulfing candle. So you can expect an upward move from here. Okay, this is your Polkadot, similar, just like Cardano. It gave me a bullish confirmation, created a higher high, higher low. And now we may see another higher high. Okay, normal, okay, this is Chainlink, by the way. Chainlink is also bullish. Look at this move, a big move up, higher low, and then higher high. So, looking bullish, okay. We just need to keep an eye on BTC, what BTC is doing. Because I want BTC to break this red wedge and go inside this wedge. Then it will be considered at a fake out. I would consider this as a fake out. So whatever happened here, if BTC goes and closes a daily candle one or two inside, that means this was a fake out. This was a manipulated move to hit stop losses, and BTC will become bullish again. For short term, but you know my long term view on BTC very well. Look at this candle, guys, such a bullish engulfing candle. So this next candle, tomorrow's candle, is going to be a very important candle. Let's see if it moves up and closes as a green candle, or if it comes down and creates a double bottom here. So tomorrow we'll see. Thank you, Akligal. This candle is very important to watch. Trump's son is saying buy the dip. I'm also saying that. I think his name is Eric, right? Eric Trump. He said buy the dip in BTC and Ethereum. That's what he said. He's actually giving a financial advice. I don't know if he's allowed to say that or not. Okay. Okay, let me go back, guys, because you're not giving me any likes here. I would appreciate if you guys can give me some likes up there. We are still below 100K. So if you want me to analyze your coins, whatever you are holding in your portfolio, then please keep tapping the screen. Hey Alexa, how are you doing? Thank you. Thank you so much. You never analyze what? ICP? Okay, I will do ICP first. Happy? Now give me at least 10,000 likes. SW, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. Tim, thank you so much. We'll do each and every coin, guys. First, let's hit 100K up there. My fingers are hurt. Sure, we'll do each and every coin, guys. Don't worry. Thank you, Tim. Thank you so much. Again, guys, if you want in-depth analysis on each and every cryptocurrencies, if you want to know my long-term buy and sell levels, where I'm buying, where I'm selling these cryptocurrencies, then you need to consider joining our Discord group. Okay, we have a private Discord group where I give you all that knowledge. I share all that knowledge in that Discord group. You can click on my picture up there, go in my bio, and through my bio you can click on the website link in my bio and join my Discord group. Thank you so much, guys, for 100K likes. Okay, let's go back. And I said I will do ICP first, I believe. So let's do ICP. Yeah, ICP needs to break this level, whoever asked. This is a very strong level, $6.19. It needs to break that level. But right now, as you can see, it is just moving in sideways. This is the daily chart, okay? And it is moving in this sideways kind of price action for quite some time. Unless it breaks this $6.19, I will be neutral on this coin. I wouldn't get excited on ICP. So this it needs to break this level. Otherwise, it can go down. Okay, next is Bonk, B-O-N-K. Yeah, Bonk is still bullish, guys. Bonk is still bullish. This was the last lower high. It broke that lower high, created a higher high, and now it is retesting that breakout level. So I think Bonk is gonna move up from here, because it has changed the trend from bearish to bullish on daily chart. And trend will never change so easily on the daily chart, guys. So it's a big thing that it has confirmed a bullish trend on the daily chart. So you can expect an upward move from here. Okay, someone is asking about Filecoin. Let's check Filecoin, guys. File also is bullish. It has created a higher high and now it is creating a higher low. This is a support area on File, and look at this daily candle, a bullish candle. And you can expect an upward move from here. Okay. Again, guys, altcoins, I know you guys are worried about your altcoins. You guys are frustrated. You guys are, depressed. Because your altcoins are not moving, they will move once you see BTC dominance coming down, okay? That's the only reason why your altcoins are not moving. And it will come down. Trust me, it is going to come down. Just wait for a few more days or weeks. You're going to see big pump in the market, especially in your altcoins. So I wouldn't worry much right now. Just wait patiently. You have done your part by buying these coins, and now just wait for market to play its role and go bullish, and you can make some money. So let's go check XLM. Yeah, XLM is also bullish, and as you can see, I put the fractal. Let's put it here. So you can expect an upward move in XLM. Okay. XLM can go much higher once that altcoin bull run starts. Okay, so next coin is CRO. Let's check CRO. Because I like this coin, CRO. I don't have it in my portfolio, but still I like it. Kronos, Crow. Look, this was my projection that it's gonna move up. So it has made a higher high, creating a higher low. So you can expect it to move up from here, guys, okay? This is how Crow can move up and create a higher high. Crow is bullish. Seller, C-E-L-R. Okay, let's check, what is this coin? If it is a new coin, I won't be able to analyze it if it doesn't have 4 years data. And it is, look at this. Someone wants me to analyze this coin, guys. You know, on the weekly, monthly. So this is called a dead coin, okay? This is when you write this. When you see this kind of chart, you just put this on the chart and move away. Okay, rest in peace. This is going to die here, okay? Okay, next one, HBAR. Okay, let's check HBAR, guys. HBAR. Yeah, HBAR is also bullish. It is looking bullish, by the way. One second, guys. Yeah, so it is staying, retesting this breakout level. Okay, you can expect a big jump in HBAR, guys. Something like this, a big jump and then another big jump. Two waves, okay, in HBAR. HBAR is bullish. Okay, Pepe. Let's check Pepe. This is your Pepe. Okay, why do I have, see? I have my YouTube ID here. This is a sign. Maybe Pepe is gonna move up now, big time. Pepe is bullish, by the way. Whoever asked about Pepe, Pepe is bullish. And guys, now since it came on my screen, so let me talk about this. This is my YouTube ID. Please go subscribe to my YouTube. Why? Because I always put my TikTok live recordings on YouTube. So if you did not subscribe to my YouTube channel, please go do that. The Crypto King Show is my YouTube channel. You guys need to go and subscribe to that channel, please. Okay, because that way, if you miss my TikTok live, you can watch it. You can watch the recording on this channel, on YouTube. Okay. So yes, we were talking about Pepe. Pepe, I know it is not moving much, but it can start a sudden move up. once you see your BTC dominance coming down, okay? Once you see this breakout, all your coins are gonna shoot up. So let's wait and watch BTC dominance. Okay, let me check Bitcoin one more time, guys. Just 1 second. Nice, Bitcoin is, look, Bitcoin went inside the wedge. So this is the wedge. If you join late, this was the wedge Bitcoin was moving in, and it broke this wedge. So I'm saying if this is a fake out, we call it a fake out, fake breakout. If it goes back in, then we are good. If it doesn't go back in, it can still come down one more time and create a double bottom here. But I believe we are near, or we have already made a bottom of this correction. Okay, so let's see. Tomorrow we will get to know after this daily candle is closing tomorrow at 8 p.m. So I will be live tomorrow night as well. We'll see. If we see a green candle, we are good, guys. Then we are good. Then next main level would be this line, this resistance line. We'll see when it goes there. But right now, it is looking good. It's moving up. And guys, this was my support area. This green box here is my support area. Look how beautifully it respected my support area and went up. Amazing. Amazing. Okay. Someone is asking about XRP again. XRP is looking bullish, guys. This was a very good support area for XRP at 280. It respected that level and now it may keep moving up. Okay. But my exit level, final exit, is still at 380. Okay. I don't hold any XRP. I used to hold XRP, but I sold all of my XRP long back. So I don't hold any XRP, disclaimer. But since some of my Discord members are holding XRP, so this is the level where they are gonna exit. Okay, XRP is also moving up, by the way. Solana is also looking good. Ethereum is also looking good. I think this was a very good level to buy Ethereum. 3370 level. This was a very good level to buy Ethereum. It may come down one more time if Bitcoin decides to come down. Ethereum will also come down. But there will be less chances for Bitcoin to come down if it keeps moving up from here. So tomorrow's candle is very important candle, guys. And you can see BTC dominance is coming down. That's a good news. Okay, let's go and check Pangu. Okay, let's check Pangu. I gave an exit level on Pangu. I told few of my group members were holding Pangu. And look at this. Look at this, guys. Guys, these were my profit-taking levels on Pangu, okay? This was the low level of Pangu, but even this was the low level of Pangu. So this is where I put my profit targets. It hit my first target, hit my second target, almost hit my third target. And now on Pangu, I would exit here at 0.047 because I expect a drop after that, okay? This is Pangu. Dot is, I already did Dot, guys. Dot is looking bullish. It came down, hit my support area. It is creating a higher low. This low is lower than this low, so it is a higher low. This high is higher than this last high, so this is a higher high. Higher high, higher low, another higher high. So expect an upward move in Dot. Okay. AVAX. Okay, let's check AVAX. Let's see what AVAX is doing. This is your AVAX. AVAX is bullish, guys. The reason is we have triple bottom here. Triple bottom, new higher high. Even this high, this wick, went above this last high, this one. This is a very bullish sign, by the way. And it is creating a higher low now. So after this higher low, let me delete this. You can expect an upward move from here, okay? It has created this higher high, higher low, and now it is going to create another higher high here. Something like that, okay? So AVAX is bullish, if you ask me. If you guys change your mindset, guys, if you guys tell yourself that doesn't matter what's going to happen in the market, we're going to stay positive and we believe that this market is going to shoot up, trust me, it will happen. If you keep telling yourself, oh no, this market, I may lose my money, or what will happen if the market goes in a bearish cycle and this and that, that's exactly is going to happen with you. It's all about your mindset, okay? But I personally believe this market will move up like crazy, okay? Once they start reducing interest rates, the market is going to shoot up. Okay. Bitcoin is showing some strength here, guys. Okay, Mover. Let's go on Mover, guys. Let's see what Mover is doing. Mover is still in my long-term buy levels. So this is my buy area, guys, this green area, and it is still in my buy area. Mover did not move up yet, but I believe it's gonna spike up, okay? It's gonna spike up anytime. So Mover is a good coin, by the way. Okay, next coin is Sui, S-U-I, Sui. Let's check Sui. Yeah, Sui, I got a bullish confirmation here, okay? And now, let me bring it here. So you can expect an upward move in Sui, okay? You can expect an upward move in Sui. I think this is a very good support area in Sui. And this candle, daily candle, is looking good, by the way. So next candle, actually, we have to wait till tomorrow, guys. Tomorrow's candle will decide on each and every coin. You're going to have to watch the candle stick tomorrow, how that is going to close. Bitcoin is looking good, guys. Bitcoin is looking good. Nice. Okay, let's go on Tao, T-A-O. Okay, let's check Tau. Yeah, Tau also gave me a confirmation here, a bullish confirmation, but it came down. Let's see, it is still above this lower last low. So I would still consider it bullish, okay? Because it did not go below this last low. It has created a higher high. Now it might be a higher low, sorry. Yeah, higher low, and then we're gonna see another higher high. So a big move up, maybe. So, okay, Chainlink. Let's check Chainlink. This is your Chainlink, guys. Bullish, super bullish. Look at this. It went up after the confirmation, came down, retested. Look at this bullish candle, bullish engulfing candle, and now it is gonna move up from here. So, yeah. Chainlink is looking bullish. ADA, Cardano. Let's check Cardano, guys. Cardano is also bullish. It went up. I got a bullish confirmation because it has created this higher high. Now it is creating this higher low, and now it's going to shoot up. Looking bullish. Can I give you a suggestion, guys? Whoever is asking about these different coins, can I give you a suggestion? Doesn't matter what coin you are holding in your portfolio, just keep an eye on this chart, BTC dominance. Once you see BTC dominance coming down from here, guys, your coins are gonna go skyrocket. They're gonna shoot up like crazy, okay? Just keep an eye on this BTC dominance. And it is showing some weakness here. So looks like it's gonna come down. Someone is asking what is in our Discord group. We have a lot of stuff in our Discord group. We have, I give you a lot of knowledge, a lot of education in our Discord group. I show you what are my coins in my portfolio, what coins are still in my buy range, and where are my profit targets, short term, long term, mostly long term. And I do Zoom calls with my group members. I'm available in our group chat. There are previous videos, multiple videos, which you can go watch and learn from. And I do analysis on each and every coins you hold in your portfolios. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff in our Discord group. Anyways, let's go back. Okay, VeChain. Let's check VeChain. What is VET doing? Yeah, VeChain is also bullish because we had this double bottom here and VeChain created a new higher high. This was lower high, it broke that lower high. So I think it is creating a higher low here, and then you may see an upward move from here. Okay. Everything is depending on BTC dominance right now, guys. Once you see this has created a higher high, higher low, and then another higher high. So VeChain is bullish. Okay, buy that dip. Okay, Tia. Okay, let me check his coin first. Tia. He said he's asking for so many days about Tia. There should be some reason why I'm not doing Tia. Tia is bearish right now. Tia needs to break this level. Whoever was asking about Tia, $2.27. Okay. If it breaks this level, then it will become bullish. Until then, I'm neutral on Tia. Got it? Okay, next, let's check Sand. Sand coin. Sand is also bullish. I know it is not moving much for quite some time. It's been a very long time since Sand is not moving, but you can see a sudden spike in Sand, okay? I would just wait. If I'm holding Sand in my portfolio, I'll just wait for a couple of weeks. I think it's gonna shoot up. It's gonna move up. Okay, FET. F-E-T. Fetch AI. Fetch also, as you can see, it needs to break 84 cents. It is below this level, so I would wait for it to break this level, 84 cents. I am neutral on this coin, Fetch AI, and I would wait for this breakout. 84 cents is the breakout level, then I will become bullish on this. Okay, Sol, S-O-L. This is your Solana. I already did this one, and I told you I'm bullish on Solana. This is a strong support area. There is this support line down there, trend line. And this is the support area. So this is a very good level. I would, if I was waiting to DCA in Solana, I think this is a very good level. Or you can wait if it comes down to 153. That would be also a very good area to DCA in Solana. Anyways, virtual. Virtual is bearish. Whoever asked about virtual, look at this chart. It's a brand new coin. Basically, this is the total market action in virtual. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's a 4 months old coin. So they pumped it. Now they're selling it to retail traders. It might come down like this and stay here for. It can do something like this. So be very careful with this coin, virtual. Okay. If you want to become bullish on virtual, it should break $2.11. If it doesn't break this level, it's going to die. Okay, Gala. Gala is also bullish, guys, just like Sand. I know Gala is also not moving much, but I expect Gala not to move right now because Gala, Sand, Mana, Jasmine, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum Classic, all these coins will move towards end of this bull run. Towards the when the bull run is going to end, 1 month before, one or two months before that, these coins will start moving up. That's how they react to the market every time. So I think it is still bullish. It will move up. Okay, Theta. Who's asking about Theta? Who's asking about this coin? I never heard about this coin, Theta. Look at this coin, guys. Look at this coin. Okay, let me go on the weekly chart, okay? Someone is asking about this coin. I don't know why. Once upon a time, Theta used to sit at... Theta used to sit at... $16. It used to sit at $16. Right now, it is sitting at 0.76. It is a very risky coin, by the way, guys. Very, very risky. Okay? That's all I can tell you. It's a very risky coin. Okay, let's go to another one. Ondo. I don't want to talk about this coin anymore. Theta. Let's go to Ondo. Okay, Ondo is looking bullish, guys. It has created a higher high, higher low. Now look at this, these two candles. Engulfing candle here, and it is engulfing last two daily candles, so this is a very bullish sign, so you can expect an upward move from here. Ondo is looking bullish. We already did Crow, CRO, we already did. CRO is looking bullish. Let's check one more time. Yeah, CRO is sitting at 13 cents. It gave me a bullish confirmation at 11 cents or let's say 12 cents. So this is what I expected. It should move up from here. I think it's gonna do something like this. Another upward move. Boom, BOME. I'm 100% sure this should be a new coin. BOME, boom. Boom shakalaka boom. Yes, it is. So guys, someone is asking me to analyze this coin. This is called boom. This is called boom when you see, you go watch movie in a theater, and when there are so many action sequences, the villain is after the hero, and some mafia war is going on, and then suddenly a Jeep is going, and suddenly it does like boom. And Jeep goes in the air and everyone dies. So just like that, boom is boom, died. So boom is gone, rest in peace. Okay, boom, rest in peace. Okay. Next coin, guys, Trump coin. Oh yes, my favorite coin. I'm just kidding. Trump coin. Look at Trump coin, guys. Can I say this here? Can I dare to write this on Trump coin? A big rest in peace. My $100 are gone. I put $100 in this coin, guys. Look at this. What is this coin? But there is still hope. You know why? Because Trump owns this coin. This coin was created for Trump, our President Trump. So you may see he will say, I'm going to put tariff on each and every crypto holders if they don't go buy Trump coin. So all of us will go and start buying Trump coin. It can do something like this. Because he can put tariffs on anyone. You know that? He's going to say, this is not fair. My coin, you know, such a beautiful coin I have. Big, beautiful Trump coin. You guys are not buying it. Bad, very bad. You guys are cheaters. You guys are fake crypto holders. If you don't buy my coin, I'm going to put tariff on all of you. So then everyone is going to go and buy Trump coin. So there is still hope in Trump coin. Okay. Still hope, even though it is also RIP. Seriously, my $100 are gone. Render. Let's check render. Are you doing render? Okay, render is bullish, by the way. Render is bullish because it has created a higher high, higher low. Now it might be creating another higher high. So render still has hope to move up. Render can still move up. Okay, next is Algo. I already did Algo. We already did Algo. Yeah, Algo is bullish. We have our double bottom on Algo. A higher high, higher low, another higher high. Okay. There's no hope in hope. Hope coin is rest in peace. Okay, it is bullish, guys. Okay, whoever asked about render, it is bullish. It can still go up. Okay, OP. OPD. Okay, OP. Let's check what is this coin, OP. There is some fractal on this coin. I don't know why I put that fractal. Okay, this is OP. This is your OP, okay? This is called a king, king's crown. So this is your OP coin. Your OP coin, you know, there's no kingdom in this world anymore except UK. UK has kingdom. There is a king in UK, or maybe there's a queen in Netherlands, Holland. But this king has no future. So OP, bye-bye. OP has no future, guys. Okay, next coin is Aave. Aave. Let's check Aave. Okay, Aave is neutral right now. It's not bullish until it breaks this level, 325. I'm neutral on this coin. So you will have to wait till it breaks 325. Then I will become bullish, okay? Moon River, how many times we're gonna do Moon River? Mover. Moon River is mover, okay? So Moon River is sitting in my buy range, by the way. Okay, I don't know if I have it in my portfolio or not. I'm not sure. If you wanna know, come in my Discord group. I will show you my portfolio. But Moon River is in a buy range right now. Can you sing that song? Which song you want me to sing? Let's go back to Bitcoin, guys, and see what's going on there. What is Bitcoin doing? By the way, let me show you something. Let me show you something. I'm testing something, okay? I'm testing something, creating a new system for my Discord members. So for last 3 days, let me see. Last 3 days, I am testing this system. In fact, more than 3 days. Let me check. Let me check 1 week. Last 1 week. Okay.
custom period. Just give me 1 second, guys. I'm gonna show you something. Okay. You see these green? That means all of my take profit levels hit. So I'm testing something. You can see the profit here. This is my testing system. This is not a real trading, okay? I'm giving you a disclaimer now. I'm testing for my group members. So I took some trades, and you can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1 loss, 13, 14. 16 trades, after 16, only 2 went in loss, and 14 went in profit. And you can see all of these hit my take profit levels. So I'm testing something for my Discord members. So guys, I will talk to you about this thing soon. Because we are getting ready to take profit during this bull run, and then we're gonna start taking swing trades. So for that, I'm creating a new system for my Discord members. So during the bear market, we're gonna start taking some short-term trades. So we will keep making money, guys. Anyways, Bitcoin is looking good. It came back inside this falling wedge. And let's see if this candle goes up or not. And as you can see, BTC dominance is coming down. That is the good news. This is the daily chart. So this is a triangle. I wanted to break it. I wanted to break it and go down. Let's see. And that's why your Ethereum is moving up. Your other altcoins are moving up a little bit, not too much. That's the good news. Okay, someone is asking about ACH. Okay, let's check ACH, guys. ACH. Yeah. You see that? This was the confirmation level on ACH. And this was the short-term take profit level up there. Look, after the confirmation, it went and hit my profit target up there. And then came back. But again, it is creating a higher low. Created a higher high, higher low, another higher high maybe. Okay, ACH is bullish. Okay, ENA. This is your ENA bullish. I got a confirmation here when ENA was sitting at 39 cents, and right now it is sitting at 61 cents. It went up to 70 cents. From 39 cents, it went up to 70 cents, and right now it is sitting at 61, almost 62 cents. So ENA is bullish, guys, whoever is asked about this. Okay, QNT. This is QNT bullish, super bullish. Why? Because it's creating